From next tech to leadership, why should you be at the MMC? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation focused, client driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. MMC 2015, the Maintenance Management Conference in Portland, Oregon, is just about 2 weeks away, and there are plenty of reasons you should attend. Just ask the conference chairman, Jim Huntoon, a regional sales manager for Gogo Business Aviation.
We've been able to get some very, very good speakers, such as David Cottrell. And when you start out with a dynamic person leading the show off, it sets the pace for the rest of the conference. And finishing up with Dr. Terry Lyles, you know, we're starting with leadership. We're ending with how to help take care of yourself. In between, we're talking about how to create better technicians and the avionics mandates that are out there. So really, this is the one show a year dedicated to maintenance professionals to help you be a better maintenance professional, to help your flight department, and to help you interact with all of the exhibitors and the leaders in the industry that you do business with.
Pat Delahousie, president of Pioneer Aviation Management and a member of the NBAA Maintenance Committee, says a big part of this conference is dedicated to what we'll call next tech.
We're creating a new industry standard for those in aviation maintenance profession. We're trying to ensure relevant educational and training standards that are in place and develop the qualified workforce. Keep in mind that since the early 60s, I guess, our schooling in 147 schools hasn't changed much at all. So in doing so, we're trying to reestablish the next tech that can be formatted to work on the next generation aircraft.
Huntoon says that's needed now as much as ever before because maintenance managers are leading a workforce that is profoundly changing.
The next generation of aircraft technicians will have to be avionics savvy technicians, far more avionics capable than any prior to them.
From a management perspective, Pat says that puts a new emphasis on leadership in the hangar.
When you talk in mentorship, it's one of the leading conversations in my 56 years in aviation. I've mentored 4.5 students. I'm presently on my fifth one right now. So mentorship is extremely important, and you'll see that at the Maintenance Management Conference in Portland.
We've talked about Next Tech for Next Gen. That's a speaker series. We've talked about SATCOM connectivity for back-end cabin, aircraft troubleshooting, putting yourself in a job situation for interviews. There's something there for everyone.
For more information on MMC 2015 in Portland, Oregon, go to nbaa.org and search on the term MMC. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Are you ready for the next step on your career ladder? Invest in your future by joining MBAA's Certified Aviation Manager program. The CAM certification helps companies identify qualified aviation professionals to lead flight departments and companies that use business aircraft. It's also a great way for members who want to take their careers to the next level. It isn't easy, but it's more than worth it. Join the ranks of esteemed aviation professionals who have already been certified. Apply for the CAM exam today. You can get started by checking out the website, mbaa.org/cam.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. If the FAA has its way, more than 700 NDB and VOR approaches are about to go the way of the dodo. The proposal to eliminate 736 of those approaches at 549 airports in 47 states came up last year as the administration tried to reduce redundancy. Flight Safety Foundation made the recommendations, and the comment period is open between now and May 28th. Check the website to send FAA your thoughts. NBAA welcomes the FAA's clarification of an opinion that would have required cockpit voice recorders be installed in all Part 135 aircraft with 6 or more passenger seats. The clarification indicates CVRs will only be necessary when the autopilot is inoperative or when a second-in-command is being used. See the clarification for yourself, again, at nbaa.org. And that is the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.